In this bulletin, the European Union's drug regulatory body concludes the AstraZeneca vaccine is safe and effective. More than 100 clinics to take COVID-19 bookings for vaccinations in the next phase across Australia. And Richmond celebrates a 25-point victory over the Carlton Tigers in front of a packed MCG. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. The European Union's drug regulatory body, the European Medicines Agency, has concluded that the AstraZeneca vaccine is not connected to an overall increase in the danger of blood clots, and that the benefits of a vaccination outweigh the risks. It comes after 17 EU countries temporarily suspended the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine in a preventative measure. The agency is recommending adding a description of the rare blood clot cases to vaccine leaflets, so health workers and patients are completely aware. While a definitive link between the vaccine and the rare forms of blood clots cannot be ruled out, the head of the EMA, Emma Cook, says the vaccine is safe and effective in safeguarding people against the coronavirus.
It demonstrated that at least 60% efficacy in clinical trials in preventing coronavirus disease, and in fact, the real world evidence suggests that the effectiveness could be even higher than that.
More than 100 federally funded clinics will take bookings for COVID-19 vaccines from today. The clinics will hope to ease pressure on GPs and state-run health services as the second phase of the vaccination rollout begins. Phase 1B of the vaccine will target emergency workers, people over 70, and a range of other vulnerable groups. Australia has recorded no new cases of community transmission of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is set to receive his first dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine. It comes as the UK's regulatory medicine agency says there's no evidence the vaccine causes blood clots in veins. Chief Executive Dr. June Raine of Britain's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency says extensive research has been undertaken to declare the vaccine safe.
We've been able to gather a large amount of data on the safety profile of the available vaccines and have done a rigorous scientific review of all the available data with regards to suspected blood clots. Our review, alongside the critical assessment of leading independent scientists in the Commission on Human Medicines, shows that there is no difference that blood clots in veins are occurring more than would be expected in the absence of vaccination for either vaccine.
The head of Myanmar's military has attended a virtual meeting of security officials from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing attended the 18th ASEAN meeting for chiefs of defence forces. It marks a rare appearance by the leader before an international group following the military coup on February the 1st, which saw the civilian government of Aung San Suu Kyi ousted. The takeover has since been met with demonstrations almost daily, with security forces responding with a violent crackdown that has seen nearly 150 people killed. Politicians in Spain have voted in favour of a euthanasia bill, making it the sixth country in the world and the fourth in Europe to do so. The bill allows for physician-assisted suicide and euthanasia for long-suffering patients with incurable diseases and for people with unbearable permanent conditions. The legislative journey of the bill started almost 3 years ago and has undergone several rounds of revision in Spain's parliamentary committees and in the Senate. It is set to come into effect in mid-June. To sport now, in Richmond has celebrated a 25-point victory over the Carlton Blues in front of 50,000 people attending the season opener. Crowds have finally returned to the home of AFL at the MCG, with this many fans not seen at an AFL men's game since 2019. Richmond have not lost to the Blues since 2013, and their experience proved too strong as they pulled away late in every quarter. These fans say watching AFL live at the MCG was long overdue.
Fantastic. It's like being alive, like being a kid again in the lolly shop. It's fantastic to be back here at the G, the home of the Tigers.
Oh, we're absolutely stoked, aren't we?
Yeah, pretty excited.
See Dusty.
Yeah.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, very hot and sunny, 38 degrees. Adelaide, sunny, 30. Melbourne, sunny and 26. Hobart, also sunny, 24 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two and 21. Wollongong, showers, 22. Sydney, much the same, 25. Newcastle, rain, possibly heavy, 24 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two and 28. Cairns, a shower or two developing, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 32 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.